This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt and Morning Devotions. It's really a great privilege to be with you again today. In the Bible it says, "Do not live for money, be content with what you have. For God himself has said, I will never leave you or desert you." So we can take courage and say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" I wonder if you joined me yesterday when I was talking about this topic of money and contentment. It's a very simple thing, I think, to realize that anyone can practice appreciation for what they already have. And especially, I'm talking about the things that cost nothing. For example, someone gives you a book to read and how really good it is to just enjoy that good book, or a day out with the grandchildren, or the day is nice, there's sun out there, you can take a walk in the sun. And those are good things to do that you can appreciate and feel contented. I heard of a woman who believed that if she could have her own car, she would be happy. Well, she talked to her husband about it. He gave in, and even though they couldn't afford it, they got this new car, and she was really thrilled for a while anyway. But the feeling, this feeling of being contented and happy, didn't last. You know, their house needed a new coat of paint, so she thought, well, surely that would make her happy, but that didn't work either. They had the house painted. So she had a pattern of thinking that things would make her content. And I don't think that's unusual. Other people think that happiness lies in a new job, or more money, or perhaps an exotic holiday somewhere. Surely, just having those things would make me happy and contented. But of course, as I said yesterday, Paul had learned that he could be content no matter what the circumstances, and that is actually in Philippians chapter 4. You could have a read about that. So contentment is a gift that is actually worth seeking. It's really an attitude that's worth learning. Paul said, "I have learned to be content." Probably for Paul, it didn't come very easily. So it's God that can teach us to be content. Actually, the writer of the Proverbs in chapter 23 has some very pertinent words. He said, "Don't weary yourself trying to get rich. Why waste your time? For riches can disappear as though they had the wings of a bird." Now, that's really interesting. That's Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. It was Henry Nouwen, who I often quote on this program, a theologian and Christian writer, and he said, "We live beneath all the great accomplishments of our time." He said, "There is still a great current of despair." And he said, "While efficiency and control are the great aspirations of our society, the loneliness, the isolation, the lack of friendship and intimacy, broken relationships, the boredom, the feelings of emptiness and depression," he said, "there's a deep sense of uselessness that fill the hearts of millions of people in our success-oriented world." And I think that's pretty true. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the hill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree, but if you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail, it's by being the best of whatever you are." And that was written by Douglas McCulloch. So it's true that sometimes we are never content with what we've got. So contentment really comes not because we've conquered our circumstances or we've learned how to change those circumstances, but we've actually learned a lesson. We've learned how to live within those circumstances. I heard of a man who was very proud about his garden. Until one year, he found a heavy crop of dandelions all over the lawn. He tried everything he'd heard of to try and get rid of these dandelions, but he had no success. So at last he wrote to the School of Agriculture, giving a list of the things that he'd tried to get rid of them. "What can I do?" And in the note that came back was this interesting reply: "We suggest that you learn to love them." Now, I'm not suggesting that you love maybe what's happening to you, but I am suggesting that if you really embrace life, there is, I think, I'm sure, there is a sense of joy and contentment that can naturally transcend all the circumstances of life, and that you will learn to be content. So that's, I think, a good way of thinking. Heavenly Father, we do want to be content people. Lord, will you help us today to learn how to be content? I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.